Hello, family.
Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, who's on the phone? I didn't call him. He called in. Your intro play and then go into the show. Okay. Oh, that's it.
I can hear you guys just barely, though. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I hear you.
All right. All right, cool.
World's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred. More and more.
Hey, Will.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know that you have some quotes from Paul of America.
I can't hear you, brother.
Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever, and in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ, and in the name of our divine reminder in our midst today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I want to welcome everyone to this week's edition of Disaster Preparedness and greet you with the greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Kareem, subbing for Queen Aziza. So I'm going to let the host of this show take over immediately. And forgive me for cutting you off. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Salam.
Thank you, brother. Well, brother, just opened up in the name of Allah. And so we don't need to be redundant in doing that because, yes, all things are done in the name of Allah, and we do everything in order to be right and exact. So protocol has already been set. I am Brother Rudolph Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. currently coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York. And my wonderful co-host is on the line, Sister LaShawn.
Yes, sir.
You can introduce yourself and welcome the people to our show.
Well, I thank the brother for opening up so beautifully in the name of Allah. And as students of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are taught that we want to always give glory and honor to God, because without him, what would we be? And if we got him, then we don't even care about anything else. So I'm grateful to be a woman that's been fashioned by Allah and not one that's been fashioned by this world. And I invite, you know, anyone who's listening today to listen closely and to give us the opportunity. You know, even if the way we opened the meeting was something that's foreign to you, you're not exactly sure what you're listening to, you know, anything you have a question about, I'm just going to ask you to just put that to the side right now. And when it comes time for questions and answers, well, I'm sure that we'll have some answers for your questions. And I want to make sure that, you know, as we keep going through with the show, if you have access to the Facebook page, I'll post things on the Facebook page as Brother Rudolph continues to speak. Also, we have a Facebook page that's called Care Unit Detroit 911. So look us up on Facebook as well. We have a website, www.careunitdetroit.weebly.com. And I'll keep posting things on the Facebook page as we go along, so that if you have other questions, you can reach us to ask those questions later. And Brother Rudolph, myself, and Brother Lee go further into the show. But I just have to say I thank the Creator for this opportunity to share with you what we've learned through our study. So back to you, Brother Rudolph.
And we are joined this week by another guest co-host who, from time to time, graces us with his presence and allows us to peek into his brain, and he shares willingly the knowledge that he has and has come into through these teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Again, he is my brother in every aspect of the word, even though he has left the New York City area to go west, as the saying says, go west, young man. I look at it not that he has deserted me or deserted home. I look at it that he has gone to secure another room in God's mansion.
Amen.
And I'm talking about my brother, Brother William Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
It is definitely an honor and a pleasure to be with you all tonight. Brother Rudolph, I'll pay you your $5 later. One day I hope to be able to live up to all of those things. But I'm definitely an honor and a pleasure to be here tonight, although we are going to be dealing with some very, very serious things. I will invite the listening audience to do a couple of favors for me. I don't ask for much, but I am going to ask that today that you take out your notepad and you take out a pen or a pencil, something to write with. I don't care if it's a highlighter. I don't care if it's a magic marker. I don't care if it's charcoal. But take some notes down. We're living in a very serious time, and there are some very serious things that we'll be dealing with tonight. So hold on tight, strap in your seat belts, because we have no intentions of being lighthearted tonight. We're going to be very, very, very serious. We're going to have some fun, too. But it is time for us to get down to the brass tacks of what it is that we've come to do. So, Brother Rudolph, let's get into it, brother. Did I lose somebody?
Okay,
I think I think he dropped. I'm going to call him back.
Okay, while you do that, we were talking about today, the show is about the tornadoes. And, you know, we, and those of us who know a little bit know that there are certain areas that are called what they call a tornado alley, where they're, the way they're set up, that they're created to draw, you know, that tornado right through there. But lately, tornadoes have been showing up in places that were not designated as part of the tornado alley. So we know that, and Minister Farrakhan had warned us, you know, that he would be calling on the winds. And we know that this is a time where that this can't be controlled. You know, this is not a time where it can be predicted.
Yes.
A poor weatherman doesn't have a chance when the weatherman is trying to tell you which way to go and which way to run and what to do, because he doesn't even know. So as we started talking about tornadoes tonight and tornado alleys and tornado areas and how tornadoes are showing up in different places, just be prepared to be surprised. Go back, Brother Rudolph.
Praise be to Allah. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. As Brother Williams said, make sure that you have your crayon and something to write on, whether it's a clean refrigerator, a clean wall in your house, or the floor. That's up to you. Just make sure that you have an abundance of something to write on and something to write with, because we are going to, as usual, flood you with information, because that's our job, to inform, enlighten, and instruct, thereby possibly averting the disastrous outcome to most people during a disaster by helping you to be prepared for the inevitable. Okay, before we get started with everything, again, Sister Michelle, can you give the family the call-in number and instruct them in this classroom how to raise their hand if they would like to speak?
Absolutely. The call-in number is 646-716-5971, and you press the number 1. To raise your hand in this classroom. That's 646-716-5971. And then you press the number 1 to raise your hand in the classroom.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, Brother William, I know that you have, in particular, you have some things ready to present to the family. Just going to ask you to just hold on to that for 1 second. I need to read something.
Yeah.
To the family. Now, again, you heard the way that we opened up. Each of us has given our own little testimony on that. This is to let you know that the vantage point from which we are coming, which we are speaking, our foundation of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we are coming from is without a doubt the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So if at any point as we're going through it, we're saying something and it's not resting well with you, or it's contrary to that which you have been taught, then maybe that's why. I have been schooled in the public education system of this world, much like many. And it wasn't until I came into these teachings that I understood that I had not been educated, I had been trained. The public school system does not educate its students. It trains them to think the way of their teacher. And you know that to be a fact whenever you disagreed with the teacher or came up with an answer that you felt was different than theirs, and it came directly from you, the teacher got unusually hostile when they could not browbeat you back into line into the program that they were putting forth. So much so till they may have excused you from the classroom and sent you to the principal's office, all because you dared to voice an opinion that was not theirs. That's not this classroom. You can come to the classroom with whatever you feel is your body of knowledge. But make no mistake about it, by the time you leave, you're going to understand unequivocally, you're going to understand the truth of the time and what must be done. So with that being said, when you shall see all these things, Jesus prophesied that when we see the fulfillment of the prophecy of this time, then we should know by such acts of the people, comma, strange actions that we have never witnessed before, carried on by the people, quotation marks, know that it, in parentheses, the end, close parentheses, is near, comma, even at the doors. The Bible prophesied in Daniel and Matthew, saying that this is a time that man has never seen before, and man will never see such time again after this time. Strange happenings. The prophecies of Jesus said that parents will be against children, and children will be against parents. Do you not see these things being fulfilled today right in our eyes? Not only are parents against children and children against parents, but parents are murdering their children and children are murdering their parents. In some families, the parents kill the children and then commit suicide themselves. This is going on today in the old USA, where the gospel of Jesus is preached every hour of the day somewhere in the land. That is from page 248, chapter 60 of the book, The Fall of America, written by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, why did I read that? I did not read that as a hate America campaign. I did not read that as any contrariness to Jesus, nor the Bible, nor Christianity. So for those who are listening, who are chomping at the bits, and who are waiting to come in that vein, pump the brakes. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was one of the most profound, advocates for true Christianity and for Jesus that has ever come around. So for those who misunderstand and think that Muslims are against Jesus and against Christians, evidently you don't know the history of Prophet Muhammad, and that it was the Christians of Abyssinia that secured him when he was on the run, when they were trying to take his life.
That's right.
So, again, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the time is a prerequisite in order for us to be in order in this day and time. So if we truly understand each other and are allowed to communicate properly, then we won't have such infighting amongst each other and we can see who our real enemy is that throws the rock and hides its hand, and who's causing devilishment amongst the righteous, and we will be able to put him out of our assemblies, and we will be able to then exist in the hereafter, right here on earth, after the wicked one has been put to rest. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what does all of that have to do with tornadoes and disaster preparedness? Well, the biggest disaster right now is the mindset of the people.
That's right.
Because all civil unrest, all manner of violence, all manner of evil comes from the minds of men. And so if we were to able to get our mind in tune with our Creator, then our actions would soon follow. Thereby, we would be experiencing heaven on earth rather than the hell that we are residing in right now. So, now, of course, the show is dealing with the rash of tornadoes that has seemed to just appear out of nowhere, because even with us in the disaster preparedness community, we don't really understand this phenomenon at this particular time, other than the fact that it is what it is. But what you need to understand is, what is a tornado? Some of us say that a tornado is the Creator's surgical instrument that he uses when he wants to get our attention. Why do we say that? Because a tornado is much different than a hurricane. A hurricane, they can track, they can see, they can have hurricane watches and hurricane warnings, and you can kind of brace yourself for that violent storm that's coming because you know that it's coming. Whereas in the tornado seems to appear out of nowhere, and that little dancing cone just touches down where it chooses. You can't predict which way it's going. When you think you know that it's going left, it changes and goes right. When you think it's going north, it's coming right at you, coming south. So tornadoes are nature's most violent storms, spawned from powerful thunderstorms. Tornadoes can cause fatalities and devastate a neighborhood in seconds. A tornado appears as a rotating funnel-shaped cloud that extends from the thunderstorm to the ground with whirling winds that can reach 300 miles per hour. Damage paths can be in excess of 1 mile wide and 50 miles long. Every state is at some risk from this hazard. Some tornadoes are clearly visible, while rain or nearby low-hanging clouds obscure others. Occasionally, tornadoes develop so rapidly that little, if any, advance warning is possible. Before a tornado hits, the wind may die down and the air may become very still. A cloud of debris can mark the location of a tornado even if a funnel is not visible. Tornadoes generally occur near the traveling edge of a thunderstorm. This is not uncommon to see clear sunlit skies. I'm sorry, it is not uncommon to see clear sunlit skies behind a tornado. Now, here are some facts about tornadoes and then I'll go to you, Brother William, for you to begin.
Okay.
Again, the reason I'm taking this time is because, family, I want you to understand the scientific side to what we're talking about, because the scientific side plays a part, but make no mistake about it, the creator of all that is, was, and will be is at work and is going to do as the creator chooses to do. And so for your own mental sanity, you need to know when you're looking at something, experiencing something, or witnessing something that is not scientifically sound, where it's coming from, that it surpasses science. It is coming from the author of science. The following are facts about tornadoes. They may strike quickly with little or no warning. I think we can all agree to that. They may appear near nearly transparent until dust and debris are picked up or a cloud forms. Average tornado moves southwest to northeast, but tornadoes have been known to move in any direction. The average forward speed of a tornado is 30 miles per hour, but may vary from stationary to 70 miles per hour. Tornadoes can accompany tropical storms and hurricanes as they move onto the land. Waterspouts are tornadoes that form over water. Tornadoes are most frequently reported east of the Rocky Mountains during spring and summer months. Peak tornado season in the southern states is March through May. In the northern states, it is as late spring through early summer. Lastly, tornadoes are most likely to occur between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m., but can occur at any time. Familiarize yourself with the terms to help identify a tornado hazard. When you hear a tornado watch, that means that tornadoes are possible, and you should remain alert for approaching storms. You should watch the sky, stay tuned to NOAA, N-O-A-A, NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio, or television for information. Again, anytime you hear a watch, that means that someone is looking at something, they are spying something, they are keeping an eye on something. A tornado warning means a tornado has been sighted or indicated by weather radar, and you should take shelter immediately. Okay. Brother William?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Rudolph. I think that was a great explanation of specifically what a tornado is and what the difference is between a watch and a warning. I was wondering first, Brother, before I get into some of the things about what to do during a tornado and what to listen for. Did anybody witness or hear about the tornado situation in Alabama last night?
Yes, sir. Myself and Sister Lachelle, actually alerted me to it, and then I checked in with my sources on it.
Okay. Well, from what I saw from watching the news and the other contacts that we have in that area, there were actually two tornadoes headed straight for Birmingham, Alabama. One was reported to be at least a mile wide. It was so bad that the weather people actually had to evacuate the news station.
Correct.
They kept yelling out, this is the worst case scenario, over and over and over as it was taking that out. And those tornadoes were on the ground for at least a half an hour, moving like heat-seeking missiles down, you know, down for downtown Birmingham.
Correct.
And they got all the way to basically the doorstep of Birmingham, maybe like a few miles out. Then all of a sudden, they stopped and vanished.
Just as obscurely as they began. Correct.
Right. So I wanted to read this from the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Quran in Surah 24 and Ayat 43, or chapter 24 and verse 43, seest thou not that Allah drives along the clouds, then gathers them together, then piles them up so that thou seest rain coming forth from their midst, and he sends down from heaven clouds like mountains, wherein is hail, afflicting with whom he pleases and turning away from whom he pleases. The flash of his lightning almost takes away the sight. And that's Holy Quran, Surah 24, Ayat 43. God has giving us warnings. And we all talk about how just God is. Because we're not just going to come to our listening audience from Noah or from weather.gov or anything like that. We have to help you all to see and remind us all of what we have from our teachings and our teachers. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says on page 190 in The Fall of America, and if you don't have that book, I'm going to suggest that you go and get it. He says that God must fulfill his promise to show himself as a God over all the powers of heaven and earth and men on earth, as it is written in Thessalonians 2 and 9. He comes after the workings of Satan. Satan has been given the power, knowledge, and authority to deceive as many as he could before the appearance of God or the universal manifestation of the presence of God. He was given this power in the beginning, according to chapter 2 and 7 of the Holy Quran, and according to the Bible in Genesis 1, 26, Revelation 6, 4, and 8, and Revelations 12, 3, and 4. So we have a lot of things that we can read, and we have a lot of things that have been told to us over these past few years.
Excuse me. Hold on, Brother William. Stop. I need you to go back. I need you to repeat those biblical scriptures as well as the Quranic scripture and the reference from the Fall of America, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
I need you to repeat them so that the listening audience can write them down, because I know they didn't catch them the first time you said them, so that they can go and study them for themselves when this broadcast is over.
Absolutely. The scriptures that we're taking from...
I just wanted to make sure you can hear me. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother William.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. We're coming from the book, The Fall of America, by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can get that at finalcall.com/store if you do not already have that. But we're coming from the scriptures of Thessalonians 2 and 9, Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Then we're going to go into the Holy Quran, chapter 2 and chapter 7. And then in the Bible, in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26. Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26. Then we go to Revelation 6, verses 4, 8. Revelation chapter 6, verses 4, verses 8. Then Revelation 12, verses 3 and 4. So again, that's page 190 of The Fall of America, Thessalonians 2 and 9, Holy Quran, chapter 2 and 7. Then we're going back into the Bible, Genesis 1 and 26, Revelation 6. Revelation chapter 6, verses 4 and 8, and Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 and 4.
Okay, and you read from the Holy Quran?
Yes. That is Holy Quran chapter 24, correct. Holy Quran chapter 24, verse 43.
Okay.
And other verse that I'd like to add to that,
for the listeners, just add to that, Fall of America, page 248, page 248, that's chapter 60, chapter 60, that's where I read from.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and we're going to add one more Bible selection, which is Revelation, the 11th chapter. And that's the entire chapter of Revelation, the 11th. It's not very long, but it is very, very profound.
Okay.
So as thank you for letting us take the time to actually get that out. That's very important because we don't want you just to take what we say for face value. The Bible says, Jesus says, told us to study and show thyself approved. So don't just take what we're saying. We want you to go at home, and we want you to, when you get off of this radio broadcast, we want you to go into these books. We want you to go into those scriptures and read these things for yourself. And that way you'll have a much clearer knowledge of what it is that we're trying to get across from you. The two things that we definitely need to make sure that people are listening to that I want you to make sure that you write these down is is a website, and specifically www.weather.gov. www.weather.gov. And if you do not have a radio, either a hand crank radio, a radio that has batteries and the actual batteries that go to it, you know, go to Walmart. You can get an actual NOAA radio for $17.99. I looked at the price today. That's what it is in Kentucky and in southern Indiana. So it shouldn't be too much more or too much less anywhere else in the country. But you can get that at Walmart. You can get it at Target. You can get it at other places that, or even at a Walgreens or a CVS, if those are in your area, for less than $20. Once you turn that radio on, it will give you the actual reports that you will be seeing on the television the same time that those meteorologists are getting it. It will give it to you specifically for your area, including exactly where you're at right at that particular time. So that's the first thing that I want you to do. But then we also have to remember, where, if I'm in a structure, what should I do? If I'm in my car, if I'm in a mobile home, if I'm outside with no shelter, what can I do to avert death? Well, when it is our time to go, it is our time to go. We can't stop Allah from his chastisement or his judgment. But he has also given us a knowledge of wisdom and understanding to be able to get through some of these things a little bit more comfortably than others. The first thing we have to do, if you are in some type of structure, a residence.
Hold on, Will. Stop. Nope. Let's hold that.
Okay, we're going to hold it.
Yep. Let's hold that. Let's see something.
Okay.
Mr. Brother Engineer, or Sister Lachelle, are there any questions in the chat room at this point, or is there anyone on the line that has questions or comments at this point?
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Kareem. So far at this point, no one has any questions or comments in the chat room, nor does anyone have their hand up on the line at this point.
Okay. All right. Then this gives me the opportunity to do what we normally do, and I am reaching out, as we say in the hood, where my people's at, all right?
the 718, the 212, the 516, the 518, the 917, the 347, the 646, the 929, the, hold on, I'm not done yet, the 202, the 310, the 404, the 678, the 510, the 502, the 803, the 773, the 702. Okay, let's Lachelle, go ahead.
I swear, at some point, you just be making up numbers. I can't even stand you, not even a little bit. I'm looking for my people at the 313, the 248, the 734, the 810, the 586, the 517, and I'll even take a 616 if you got it. Where are my people at in Michigan, number one?
Ooh, well, this is Kentucky. We got about two or three.
We're
looking for the 502, the 812, the 270s, and that's about it.
All right, so if you are in any of those area codes that we just called out, stop stealing a hearing, being the spook who sat by the door, and come on and join in this discussion with us that we may be those who are credited with the saving of the lives of someone, as it speaks of in the Holy Quran, Surah 5, Ayat 34.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right, so now let us continue, and let me just say, I use the term, and Brother William used the term, that you may not be familiar with. We keep saying NOAA, or NOAA. That stands for the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. In plain English, though, those are the people who do the work of tracking the storms and giving us the warnings when there's time to give us a warning of whatever weather condition that may ill affect a group of us anywhere geographically in this country. And as Brother William said, a NOAA radio is very affordable. I'm going to have to say this. It's as cheap as a pack of cigarettes, so maybe you may have to sacrifice 20 cancer sticks to get you a NOAA radio, or you may have to sacrifice a six-pack of your most frequented pastime beverage, or you may have to sacrifice one of your weekly movies, or you may have to sacrifice, well, we'll stop there because this is a family radio. We won't go into some of the other sacrifices that you may have to sacrifice to get one.
So you mean, Brother Rudolph, I can't go get a square?
Well, if you have enough to get the square, to get the square or the Lucy and the radio, then you can do it. But if you have to choose between the two, you know, how Barry Gordy said it in the Temptations movie, if you were down to your last bit of money, would you buy this record or would you get a sandwich? Well, that's the same question in here. You down to your last bit of money for the month before the next check roll in, what are you gonna get this NOAA radio knowing that you live in Tornado Alley? Or are you going to, go ahead and get that pack of cigarettes or that six-pack? And these are, see, I make it sound, I'm trying to make it sound comical because I'm trying to interject some levity into this situation, but by no means am I joking because this is not a joking situation. But I do understand that, you know, we must have a sense of humor and we must try and use a little laughter to get this most serious message across. But you have to make sacrifices, family, and remember that the choices that you make can have deadly consequences to them, especially if you make the wrong choice. You do not just sentence yourself. You sentence everything that you are supposed to be protecting, supervising, managing, and that you say you love.
Right.
Sister Lachelle, you've been off. Yeah, hold on, Will. Sister Lachelle, you've been awfully quiet for the last 27 minutes. Let's hear from someone. Okay, first of all, let's hear from the second self of the God, but also let's hear from the more compassionate side, okay, because I realize that we can be quite incompassionate, if that's a word, or uncompassionate. We can be quite straight up and no chaser, so to speak. So let's hear it coming from someone who wears the hat of a spiritual counselor, but also that is a mother, and also that is a woman of God. And let's let her give it to you in her more compassionate way.
Okay. We'll start it off that way. We'll see how Allah have it end up. This is Allah, Rahman, Rahim. Absolutely, this early this morning, late last night, right in between, I got a message from my niece, my oldest niece, for many, many years, my only niece, because we produce a lot of boys in my family. We don't have a lot of girls. That it was a tornado at her college campus, and that the tornado sirens were sounding on her college campus. And of course, in Alabama. So anybody who's down there in college in Alabama, my baby, my niece was down there, and we're, you know, posting on Facebook to each other, you know, family members and friends of hers, messages of love, that we were praying for her, and that her phone was going in and out. Her mother would keep calling her, couldn't get her. The electricity was going out. So they didn't have electricity, so they couldn't post back. None of the children couldn't call back. Their towers were down. And so in that moment, I was very concerned about my niece, and I'm calling my brother and messaging her mother, and we didn't hear from her until very early in the darkness of the morning. She got out a message to her mother that she was okay, and before my mother could call her back, she got a text out. Before her mother could call her back, and we don't even know when she originated the text, because sometimes those things get caught in a vortex when the weather is bad. You could have sent it at 10 p.m., but it translated at 2 a.m., so her mother wasn't filling it with that text. She wanted to hear her daughter's voice, and so I did, and it wasn't until about 7 o'clock this morning that we were able to get her on the phone and hear her voice, and after she talked to her parents, the sirens went off again, and the phone signal dropped again. And to have a child, you know, she's, my son is 17, she's 19, but she's still a baby. To be out so far by herself in Alabama, and all of us are in Michigan, that, and I was really praying to Allah, even knowing that, you know, Allah was going to call on the winds to please protect my niece, you know. But of course, whatever is Allah's will, we as believers, we accept whatever Allah's will is. But I was just hoping, you know, praying that Allah's will was my will too, and that my niece would be fine, and she is this morning. And we thanking Allah that May the 1st, she'll be headed back home for the summer, so at least we could kiss all over her in person. But as I was listening to the brothers, listening to you, Brother Rudolph, and Brother William, two brothers that I love and respect and cherish greatly, two brothers that have the power of the gods in their hands, that they can call my children and from over the phone get a brother to stop moving in place in the middle of my house. So I know that the brothers, y'all have great power and force given to you by Allah. I was listening silently because I was enjoying taking in that wisdom from both of you. Boy, came to me was Matthew 14:22, I think it's through 31, where Jesus is walking on water. And he called one of the apostles, says, well, I want to come to you. And he says, well, come on.
And as an apostle is looking at his Lord, Rabbi Alameen, he's looking at the Lord, you know, looking at it from a spiritual and a physical sense of a tornado and winds, and looking at it as spiritual winds in our lives, because the weather is a reflection of us. We're not a reflection of the weather. If it's dreary outside, I tell everybody, get your spirits up. Let's change the weather. We decide, we know who makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes. So if the winds are whipping in a tornado, what's going on in our minds? So in that scripture, as Jesus tells the disciple to walk to him in this parable, he tells him to walk to him in this story, and he's walking to him. He says he got distracted by the wind. Now, how many times have you been doing something and the wind distracted you? See, the wind doesn't distract us. You don't even see wind. You wouldn't even see it to be distracted. So what is it saying when the wind can distract you? The things that are going on in the atmosphere can distract you, and you're a God. You're a child of the Most High God. See, we have to get control of ourselves. So, one, we can control this weather because we can be at the will of Allah in our collective minds. We are God. When we're all working together in unity, we can control the winds. Just as Master Farah Muhammad was able to protect us from our own ending, he was able to hold up things, you know, just give me some time so I can get them all. We can beg Allah. We can turn from our wicked ways. We can fall on our knees and ask God to give us one more chance. And he says in his word that he will. And if God can do everything but lie, if we turn from our wicked ways, if we turn towards him, if we're his people that are called by his name, and we are, we can change the outcome if we change. But if we do not change, the wind will surely distract us, and the wind will surely take us under. So we have an opportunity when we see these outward tornadoes to fix the inward tornadoes. So you tore up on the inside, so you upset other people. You tore up on the inside, so you tear up your family, which is the foundation of our nation, is family. So we have to quell our own tornadoes before we destroy our own selves. And that's what I was thinking on when you all were talking. All my little research about tornado alleys was out the window when I was listening to you and Brother William. So that's what I would add to the conversation. Are we going to be distracted by the wind, or are we going to let the wind make us do some introspection to change ourselves and try to be pleasing to Allah, that he might allow us to live through the destruction? So I turn it back over to you, brothers, and your very capable and loving mighty hands with the greeting words of peace, paradise, and power. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay. All right. So now, family, you can see this is not, you know, contrary to popular belief, Islam and the Nation of Islam is not a bunch of women bashing men. Right. Yeah. Women bashing, bow tie wearing, bean pie carrying, male chauvinists that women have to walk behind them and be quiet. No, that's not who we are. So if that's what you thought, as they say in Family Feud, strike two.
He is such a clown. And I have to say that when I came into Islam, you know, that was one of my fears, because that's what my mother kept saying. You got to walk behind somebody, you know, you're going to have 1,000 babies, you're going to have 50 wives. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. But as I came into the knowledge of myself, I was like, 50 babies? Just 5? Can't you just have 5? And you got to have 50 wives? So as I came in and saw that was absolutely not the truth, when I saw that the brothers gave me the exact same love and concern that my biological brothers did, that was something that pulled me in, that love, that compassion, that desire to protect for a brother who absolutely doesn't even know you, to come across the street and walk me from my car, just as my sibling brothers will walk me to the car, will look out for me, will come when I call and said I need help. That's what won me over, to just to see the love of the black man for the black woman, the black woman for the black woman, a class of sisters baking bread together and sewing and laughing. I was like, is this a movie? Is this real? The beauty of the brotherhood and the sisterhood in the Nation of Islam is absolutely unmatched. So I welcome anyone to come and see it for themselves and prove me to be telling the truth.
And while she put that out there, okay, all right, because somebody out there is listening, and what you're saying is, well, he already said he's in New York, and the other one is in Kentucky,
and she's in Detroit, but I don't live in none of them there places. I can't travel the way y'all is. So what we want you all to know is no matter where you are in this U.S. of A., there's a Muhammad Mansour study group just a stone throw away. See, I'm using all my country vernacular right now. And what you need to know is if you don't know where it is close to you and you do honestly, sincerely, you would like to visit one and see for yourself with your own two eyes that we are regular human beings that bleed red blood if we're cut. We breathe air just like everybody else and pull our pants on one leg at a time like any other man in some senses. Then you contact us at careunitdetroit911@live.com. That's careunitdetroit, all spelled out, one word, 911@live.com, and we will direct you and put you in touch with the closest Muhammad Mosque or study group in your area and put you in touch with a physical person that can greet you when you get there so you're not feeling like an outsider or a stranger, that, you know, you will be able to be greeted by a family member and you will be shown the same love that she's talking about, whether you wear a bow tie or a headpiece or not. You have already paid your dues into this secret society, this family. You were born of your mother and your father. And that's the price of admission here. Now, everything else is on you. You have to willingly accept your birthright. And once you do that, then you will be showered upon from heaven. As the scripture says, the God will pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive.
Amen.
Now, if you think that I'm lying and I'm just, you know, using words and stuff. No, I'm using the most appropriate words to describe to you what the lifestyle is like here in the Nation of Islam once you learn the truth of the time and what must be done. It's not that everything is milk and honey, but it is a journey you will willingly undertake. And every step of the journey, you will find out that as Abraham went through his turmoil when he was trying to get his mind in tune with God's mind about the sacrificing of his son, and then how God presented him with the ram in the bush at the end, once Abraham finally got his mind in tune with his God's mind to understand that his God was not unjust and asking him to do something that just seemed to be so atrocious. Once you come into alignment with the mindset that the truth is all that matters, and once you know the truth, truth dictates and time dictate the agenda, then you will also be able to breathe a little easier. Not that you still won't struggle, but you will be able to struggle with a purpose, and you will be able to struggle knowing that there is help for you and that you are not fighting a losing battle. So contact us at Care Unit Detroit 911@live.com, and we'll put you in touch with the nearest mosque or study group to your area that you can experience the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for yourself. William?
Yes, sir. Amen. Now may the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his word. I just want to bring things into perspective. Brother Rudolph, how many states does the United States of America have?
Well, according to my knowledge and understanding, the last time I counted, I believe we have 52.
Okay. Let's say 52. Do you know that right this second, Brother Rudolph, and to our listeners, there are over 35 states right now under a severe weather watch? That is over half of the entire United States of America is sitting in what used to be a 7 or 8 state valley area that we would call Tornado Alley. Over half of the country is, Brother Rudolph. So
yes,
if you're thinking that you don't belong on this radio, listening to this radio program because tornadoes don't necessarily happen where you're at, right now, this very second, at 9:03 Eastern Time, 8:04 Central Time, excuse me, you know, you specifically are sitting in an area where there very, very well may be some type of severe weather dealing with high winds, rains, high pressure, low pressure, cold air, warm air mixing together, pushing at different angles to produce this whirlwind of a cloud. So it's important that not just to listen, but to take notes, to start to put together some things. You should have some things stored in your house. If you if your power is going out, you know, go ahead and start filling up your bathtub because pretty soon that water is not going to be palatable for you. You know, just some simple things that we can do to start to prepare ourselves had we not prepared ourselves already. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. That may, well, and now we are moving into the second hour of the broadcast. So now we will get into the signs of what you should be looking for and how to be able to spot potentially hazardous weather in your area, but also what you need to be doing prior to this to try and ensure that you have a safe haven to go to when it does finally show itself. Well, right now it's a little late for that part, but if you live through this next 24 to 48 hours in the area that you're in, then the first thing you can do is what we're going to talk about, which is what to do before a tornado, taking protective measures. So we'll talk about that in a second, but first let me just check and see if anyone has raised their hand in the classroom or if anyone has asked a question in the chat room.
No, sir, not at this point.
Okay. All right.
They still sitting back in their rocking chairs. They need to wake up.
They'll wake up in a few when that dancing, when them dancing ladies come through there, they're going to wake up. Now, again, let me read this because we were talking about Alabama, specifically Alabama. Again, this is coming from the Fall of America, page 84.
Teach on it.
And that's chapter 19. Woo, chapter 19. The title of the chapter is Alabama. According to an article in the November 25th, 1969 issue of the Wall Street Journal, written by a Mr. Neil Maxwell, staff reporter, according to the reports of our own farmers, the Muslim property and lives are being attacked by a devil, Mr. James H. Bishop, who calls himself a missionary. He has started attacking us for a fight. The Muslims have lost a couple of head of cattle by gunshot, penetrated by some coward, perpetrated by some coward, according to the report of Mr. Neil Maxwell. This demon, Mr. James H. Bishop, seeks to bring himself and the American people into a war with Allah, God, and the righteous, which will be the end of America and her people. We, comma, the Muslims, are a people of peace and are proving ourselves to be just that all over America. And, of course, this demon, Mr. James H. Bishop, is proving himself to be just what he is made to be, a mischief maker, as Allah God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, has taught me that he is. When you finish reading this chapter, you will understand why I spotlighted this particular chapter dealing with the state of Alabama, of all places, because of the history that goes with the state of Alabama, where people of color are concerned, but more so than that, the Muslims are concerned. So again, that's the fall of America, chapter 19, Alabama. So as William, as you were recording or reporting on what was recorded about the two tornadoes simultaneously headed right for Birmingham, Alabama, and then all of a sudden stopping and disappearing, and there certainly wasn't anything to stop them from continuing their course of action other than Allah God himself, then, again, we have to look at this as being a warning. Still, in the midst of devastation, still, Allah is showing himself to be the merciful God he is, because he is still giving warnings to those who are watching and listening. So now, what is it that we can do before the tornado? As Brother Williams so eloquently put, go to Walmart and get you one of those NOAA weather radios, that National Oceanic Atmospheric Association radio that has a designated channel that 24/7, all it does is give weather reports. And it can be operated off of batteries, or if you get one of those crank radios, all you have to do is wind it up, and it will give you news and information as long as you can keep cranking. You want to look for approaching storms. Okay, you want to look for the following danger signs. You want to look for that dark, often greenish colored sky. You want to look for the emergence of large hail. You want to look for a large, dark, low-lying cloud, particularly if it's rotating over your head. And you want to listen for a loud roar, similar to that of an oncoming freight train. If you are if you see approaching storms or any of the danger signs, be prepared to take shelter immediately, which brings us right to the next point, shelter. Where do you seek shelter from a force that has as much destructive properties as a tornado? Well, the obvious place to do it is a safe room in your house or a storm cellar, whichever of the two you have. If you, well, let's just go now to during a tornado. What are you going to do? If you are under a tornado warning, seek shelter immediately. All right? If you are in a structure, a residence, small building, a school, a nursing home, a hospital, a factory, shopping center, or a high-rise building, then you should go to the pre-designated shelter area, such as the safe room, the basement, the storm cellar, or the lowest building level. If there is no basement, go to the centerior room on the lowest level, closet or an interior hallway, away from corners, away from windows, away from doors, and outside walls. You want to put as many walls as possible between you and the outside. Get under a sturdy table and use your arms to protect your head and your neck. Depending on your age, you may have gone through what they called shelter drills when you were back in school, where they would take you out into the hallway, have you face away from the glass and the windows, crouch down, and cover your head and neck with your arms and your hand in almost a fetal position. This is because you want to protect your head from things that may fall on it, but also you want to make yourself as small and compact as possible so that you may not be a target as things are moving around you. If you are in a vehicle, trailer, or a mobile home, get out of it immediately and go to the lowest floor of a sturdy nearby building or a storm shelter. Mobile homes, even if they're tied down, offer little protection from tornadoes. If you are on the outside with no shelter, what you want to immediately do is lie flat in a nearby ditch, depression, or a ravine, and cover your head with your hands. Be aware of the potential flooding where you are. Do not get under an overpass or under a bridge. You are safer in a low, flat location. Never try to outrun a tornado in urban or congested areas in a car or a truck. Instead, leave the vehicle immediately for safe shelter. I'm going to say that again. I realize that you just got that new Maybach or that new Mercedes-Benz or that Range Rover, and you can go 0 to 60 in 4 seconds flat. You are not going to outrun a tornado. Get out of the vehicle, leave the vehicle, and go to the side of the road where that little ditch is on both sides of the highway and lay face down there as flat as possible and, again, use your arms to protect your head. Watch out for flying debris. Flying debris from tornadoes causes most of the fatalities and injuries. So that's what you're going to do during the tornado. And I know, Brother William, that took away what you were getting ready to report on, and I apologize about that.
No, you're fine. because, Brother Rudolph, it's some areas are going to experience those tornadoes and others are going to experience severe thunderstorms, which are very close. They're usually a precursor to those tornadoes. So if that's what's going on in your area, if you're in a forest or you're in a park, the first thing you want to do is seek shelter in a low area, just like you would with a tornado. But you want to get under some thick growth of small trees, some kind of bush, something that's going to give you some type of shelter. If you're in an open area, you're outside, you're out and about, go back to that low place, like what you were saying, like a ravine or some type of valley. But you really have to watch out for flash floods. A couple of weeks ago, we
right.
had a show on the flash floods. So if you are not familiar with what that is, go back. You can go back into the archives and review it, or you can contact us on the website and we'll get that information to you. So anytime that we have some things like that, some type of severe weather, some type of, you know, we have to ask ourselves these questions. Number one, what are you going to do when there's a full-scale disaster? And these things are disasters. There was 17 people who died because of this this tornado, and that's in Alabama, I believe. Tennessee had a couple, and Mississippi. So in that tri-state area, you had over 17, and then in Arkansas, you had 18. So we had more than 30 people in the last couple of days who, number one, were not prepared, weren't in a safe area, weren't trying to do anything to prepare themselves, or running frantically, and they have lost their life. There's over 70 million people who are being affected by these storms at this particular moment, or will be very, very shortly. It's moving into the North Carolina, the coastal Carolina areas now. So, like you said, you're not able to outrun this. If it was in Alabama yesterday and earlier today, and then now it's all the way to coastal Carolina, that means that this storm cell, these cells, plural, are moving very, very rapidly. And like you were saying earlier, Brother Rudolph, this is like God's surgical knife, because if you look at the path of this thing, it literally looks like somebody's taking a knife and carving out a section of this country. It's carving it out. So ask us, so what are we going to do, you know, when these bad weather conditions, earthquakes, or, you know, these thunderstorms or lightning storms or tornadoes, you know, are going to prevent us from conducting business as usual? You know, do you have food stored up for yourself? Do you have water stored up for yourself? What are you going to do when there's no lights? Like Sister Lachelle said, her niece down in college didn't have electricity for several hours. What is the case? What do you do in those particular things? We don't want you to answer that today. We want you to think about, the listening audience, we want you to think about these things. What are you willing to, what are you going to do? You know, how long are you going to last? How long are you going to survive without these things? Because the towns that are being affected by these tornadoes are being completely laid low. There's nothing left. It's completely devastated, and it may take weeks, months, years for these things to be rebuilt. They're still working in Haiti. They're still getting back from the effects of Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Ike and all of these other hurricanes that we've had over the last few years. They're still working on these things. So we must prepare ourselves. Put together a go bag. You should have a vehicle kit. You should have a vehicle survival kit, because some of those people were driving. Some of those people were driving home. Some of those people were driving into work. Some of those people were driving, going to pick up their children from daycare, from school. So you should have a vehicle survival kit. And that doesn't just mean having you a pair of jumper cables and a bottle of water in the bag. We actually have, we have produced a complete list of what you should have in your vehicle survival kit. And you can request that information on our website. You should also have a shut-in kit list. because there may be other places around you that have been completely devastated, and you have to seal off your house. You have to shut everybody into your home that is a member of your immediate family, and you're going to have to be able to survive for a while.
Good teaching.
So put those things together. Well, what if my home has been destroyed? Grab that go bag list. Grab that go bag. You know, have some type of child ID kit for your children. So that when it's time to get with the authorities, when it's time for search and rescue, we have an up-to-date recent posting, a picture of your child, your children, your loved ones. These are important things to have, Brother Rudolph. And I want to make sure that we are getting this information out, you know, putting together your family emergency, not your emergency kit, although you need to do that, but your emergency evacuation plan. You know, how many times do we practice this in our home? How many times do we practice our tornado drill in our home or a fire drill in our home? So that's just a few of the things that we want to make sure that you have access to, our listening audience. This is something that we're looking to make sure that we get out to you. So if you do not have these things, if you want to get more knowledge of that, please contact us at Sister Lachelle. If you don't mind, give the website again.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And I'm going to post it on the Facebook page for this show. If you got this show information on Facebook, I'm going to post it on the show. But it's www.careunitdetroit, all one word, .weebly.com. And the email address is careunitdetroit911, because we definitely at 911 status. careunitdetroit911@live.com. So please, you know, if you send me that email that you want the information, I will definitely get the information to you immediately. You know, I guarantee all emails are answered in less than 24 hours, because I know if you ask, you need it right away. So I try to do it immediately. It comes directly to the request comes right to my phone, and I'll make sure I get it right out to you. So please email us, inbox us, Facebook us, FaceTime us, whatever you need to do to get the information that you need. We give it freely, and we'll come to where you are. We'll do seminars for your organization, your neighborhood, your community. Would you come and do it for a church? Absolutely. Would you come and do it for my fraternity sorority? Absolutely, we would. So please let us know, and we'll come and bring the training to your door.
Now, that was a promo and an advertisement, and I thank Sister Lachelle for doing that, because I don't do that.
No, neither does Brother William. That's just, y'all just saints. But I got to help the saints do their job, and it's easier if you have us come to you and train you. Everybody can't come and get in Brother Rudolph's house. You know, Brother Rudolph, no, we just got to get to Brother Rudolph's place, and we'll be safe. Everybody can't go and stay with Brother William. Notice, if you listen, when he was talking, he said, your immediate family. He was trying to give you a hint that everyone's going to have to roll their own boat. So it's better for us to come and train you, so you're not trying to come find us, because everybody can't fit in our house. So we need
you
to get trained and save your family.
You can't come to 1715. And think you're going to get in this door. Now, I love
mess.
You. But you can't come to 1715. But
that's a no-go? That's a no-fly zone?
That's a no-fly zone. But we can give you the tools. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, do for self first.
Teach.
And then others. But we definitely want to make sure that you have the tools that you need to do this. Honorable Louis Farrakhan has told us what to do. You know, he told us to get prepared. You know, I have a quote that I wanted to read. Give me just a moment, because I flipped my page of my notes.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Brother William, because I think there's a prevailing sentiment out there amongst the listeners that we just talk off the top of our head on this show, They don't believe that we actually study and do our homework prior to a show to ensure that we have proper legitimate, up-to-date information when we're not just sitting around the table with a cup of coffee like we're in the studio of Hot 107 or WBLS or 98.7 KISS or none of those stations, like we in a radio station just shooting the breeze. No, we don't do that.
All right, I have my quotes here.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay? The first one is from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan in Closing the Gap. He says, "It is written in the Holy Quran that Allah God will bring one calamity after another until the enemy is laid low. So Hurricane Katrina is only one, but there are many more to come. We as suffering people in America and the poor of America must be prepared to save our people." And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes, "In the fall of America, the weapons of war used by God in the past history of the destruction of the enemies of God, such as Noah's people, Lot's people, and Moses' people, are an example of what he will use today. The weapons are the forces of nature against which we have no defense."
Read that last part again.
Right.
Read that last part again.
You want me to read it again?
Yes,
please,
sir.
It says, "The weapons are the forces of nature against which we have no defense." And that's the fall of America from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But since people think that we don't pay attention to what is being taught to us, let's go into the time and what must be done. The Honorable Louis Farrakhan said, "God gave us Haiti to look at, and we should study what is missing that could save lives and then start our preparedness for the same thing. Unfortunately, that which happened in Haiti will soon come to America and her cities. This is a wonderful time for us, and we should give it all that we have. Today it is Haiti, but where will the next disaster strike? Those who are scripturally prepared know that it is prophesied that we would be living in a time of wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, famine, and earthquakes in diverse places. We are witnessing the terrifying disasters afflicting the peoples of the world, and those disasters are now afflicting the United States of America, believing that those prophecies will be fulfilled. It is our duty to learn as much as we can on disaster preparedness and do all we can to prepare the American people and our people in particular for coming disasters." That is from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in his lecture series, "The Time and What Must Be Done." Now may the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of that word.
That's right.
Wow. Say it, Wolf.
Amen.
Okay, at this point, are there still no questions from the chat room or from the Still in a Hearing audience?
No, sir, not at this time. There are no questions, no comments. However, I do have your music.
Oh, yes. Can we please get one of them now? Either one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we got a little something to make your liver quiver, your bladder splatter, and your butt say what?
See, that's why you can't say, that's why he's in Kentucky, family.
I think this goes right along with, you know, all the blustering that's been happening. Here it is.
Hi.
Tragedy that is hitting our family. That's not what we're doing. So if that's what you're thinking, you're wrong. What we are doing, though, is trying to bring some levity to the situation and trying to ease the pain and the burden of what you are experiencing, hearing, and going through, because it can be overwhelming to some to know that you are in a precarious situation, that you have no control over what is going on, but you still must ride out that storm. That's a heck of a mindset for a human being to be in, and not everyone can adjust to that type of reality. But again, with what we're talking about, there are three different mindsets or three different psychologies going on all at the same time. You have the psychology of the victim, which is, help me, I need help. You have the psychology of the responder, which is, I must go and help them. Never mind the fact that it's not safe for me to be there. Never mind the fact the winds are still blowing and the water is rising. Never mind the fact that there are power lines down and there are puddles of water around and the ground may be electrified. Never mind the fact that it's not safe to be in that condition. This is what I do. This is what I must do. And then you have the psychology of the manager who says, well, hold on a second, Sparky. Pump the brakes. You're not going anywhere yet. You're not taking my equipment in there yet. You're not taking a bottle of water in there yet. You're not even taking yourself in there yet, because I am the manager here, and it's my responsibility to appropriately and adequately dispatch the proper resources to the areas that need them. And you are one of my greatest resources. And so you have to stand down until I give you the green light to go. And the real kicker is when you have been in all three of those positions, you have all three of those psychologies going on in you at the same time, and you have to figure out which hat you're wearing. So, again, we're not making light of it. We are trying to ease the burden of this overwhelming situation and temper the information with compassion and with some levity. That's all. Sister Michelle, since you are still on the line, I know you are, can you speak to the family from your chaplaincy advocate position on how a person can maintain their sanity when going through a disaster and a disastrous situation?
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. I would say the main thing that I would suggest is right now get that closer walk with him. Get that closer walk right now. This is the time now to get prayed up, to get prepared spiritually,
yes.
to be looking at the word and knowing where you fit in, finding your place in his bosom now. Because if you wait until it hits, you're not going to be clear-headed enough. You're going to be praying those crazy prayers that we pray when we used to drink too much and party too much and get high too much and we thought we was going to die. See, we don't want to pray that kind of prayer. We want to pray a clear-headed prayer, a sober-minded prayer. And we want to bury our face and just say, you know, oh, Allah, I know. Oh, God, I know. Oh, Jesus, whatever you call them. You know I'm not worthy, but I want to be worthy. I know I'm not good enough, but I want to be good enough. I want to turn from my wicked ways. Don't point the finger at the enemy. The enemy knows who he is, but do you know who you are? Do you know who your demons are inside of you? Because those are the things that are going to cause you trouble when you have to bunker down. You can't go 30 minutes without a cigarette. You have to go outside and smoke a cigarette. You just got to smoke a cigarette. We all in the basement, and you can't smoke a cigarette down here. We're all bunkered down. So what are you going to do? Go crazy? You know, smoke anyway and destroy the air quality for the people in the basement? Make them have to tie you up somewhere where you're going through cigarette withdrawal? Look at what your demons are now and cast out your seven devils from yourself right now. It's your devil that you got to have now, ladies. You got to have lemonheads. You got to have candy all the time. You always got peppermints in your pocket because you just like you got a sweet tooth. There ain't no sweet tooth in the shelter. We're in the underground shelter right now waiting for this tornado, and now you're going through your sugar withdrawals. I'm telling you right now, whatever your Jones is, you know, it's time for you to kick it. Because we won't be able to deal with you when we're trying to bunker down. So right now, use this time to get yourself together before you have to lock in with your neighbors. Use this time to ask God to help you get that monkey off your back. Whenever people used to write the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and be like, I can't, you know, I'm trying to stop doing this, and what should I do? He would say, just quit. It really is that simple. If you call on the Lord of the world, if you call on your God now, he can prepare you for whatever you have to walk through, whatever lion's den you have to go into, he can get you through that. Whatever fiery furnace you have to go into, they'll see you in there, but it really will be two. It might be four of y'all, but it's really five. And it looks like six of y'all, but it's really seven, because the Lord of the world will be there with you also. So right now, the best thing you can do right after prayer is prepare. Start preparing your family. I'm telling you, the time is coming where you wish you had figured out a way to keep them babies quiet. A time is coming where you wish you figured out a way to show them how to pacify themselves. A time is coming you wish you had taught them how to bandage a wound for you. Because you be the one that need help. You're thinking, I'm going to save my family. And it might be the children have to save your behind. So prepare them. Teach them now while they can learn it like a game. Whereas when the time comes, it'll be too late. So my prayer for everyone listening now and later in the archive is that you took the time to prepare your children to be caretakers of you. Don't keep seeing yourself as saving them. Look at it as a good flip. And if the flip flips, do your babies know what to do? Do they know how to prepare the water? Do they know how to go get the first aid kit? Do they know how to, you know, do the choking procedure? Do the babies know how to properly even wash their hands before they open something so they don't contaminate it? Use this time now to teach them proper techniques, because perfect practice ensures perfect performance. So pray and prepare. And that would be my advice as we're rounding out the last half hour of the show. Thank you, Brother Rudolph and Brother William, for being so generous to keep giving your sister a little time. All praise is due to Allah.
Amen. We thank Sister Muhammad there for her for this week's announcements. And we pray that you will take heed to what she said. And if there are any admissions, deletions, or corrections, just see her after service.
What is wrong with this dude right here?
He on some different stuff. When he get to talk about these disasters, he get excited.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm afraid that this brother going to have his birthday party in the middle of a hurricane, Category 5.
That's right.
As we're speaking, I'm reading, just so y'all will know, I'm answering an email from the Red Cross on my availability to respond to the tornado areas as well as the national disaster, the National Basic Disaster Life Support Foundation on what my availabilities are. So that's why I'm chuckling. That's all. I don't have any availability. That's my answer. I just sent Beth. I'm busy.
So has anybody gotten any calls or any texts or emails from listeners yet?
I'm actually getting comments. I'm getting comments from people that are listening, and I'm responding to them on online now. No questions, but there have been a few people who have responded saying that they're enjoying the information, great information. Thank you very much for the information. So, yeah, there are people that are commenting, but just no questions.
Good.
Okay, so now, well, you know what, brother? Can we get that last musical selection before we get ready and close out this? Well, before you play that one, as a matter of fact, I want to save that one for the end. We'll close out with that one.
Brother Rudolph?
Yes.
I just got a text message from a sister in Baltimore. She wanted to know, is it okay if I ask this question on her behalf?
Sure.
She wanted to know, she says, what about those of us in apartments without access to the lower floors and no basement? Where should we go?
I'm glad to know she sent that text out to a few people. She sent it to me, too. Go ahead, Brother Weiss. I'm glad she sent it to everybody. Brother Rudolph, check your phone.
Okay. I don't know how to multitask like that. All right. Tell that sister, whoever you are, wherever
Miyoshi.
You are. Oh, okay, Sister Miyoshi. All right. Sister Miyoshi, here's my answer to you. Set up a date so that we can come directly to you and walk you through how to create a safe room where you live at. I will get this information to Sister Lachelle so that she can post it on our site to see it. But again, it would be better for us to physically come to show you so that you can see what your options are. Because it's one thing for me to just say, okay, you live in an apartment, go to the innermost room in the apartment and get up under the door sill and just duck down or get in the bathtub and cover up your head. That's one thing to say that, but suppose the bathtub is right up under a window. Suppose the innermost door sill in the apartment is exposed to a room with a sliding glass door. Then what? So, again, this is one of those things that you really have to have hands-on in order to see all of the variables. But right after the show, we will post some things. But, yeah, that's my thing. Just set something up, and you know we will come to you. I will come to you in the drop of a dime through the cell, we'll let you know what the requirements are, you know, carrot, fluff, and bean soup. That can be done, carrot, fluff, and bean soup. And that, you know, that's that. Sister Lachelle? Lachelle, can you hear? Are you on the line? Brother William?
Brother William is here.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah, we can make that we can definitely make that happen. You know, that's really good information. But when you're in situations like that specifically, you really need to see or get a hands-on, get some hands-on experience on how to create that safe area for yourself so that you can go out and teach others in your mosque and your study group on how to do that.
That is 100% correct. Yep. So, okay. Are there any other questions, comments, or concerns? I'm taking this time. I'm actually reading the page right now, so I'm just scanning through it to see if there are any other questions that we missed. Okay, no, not yet. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, so, well, Brother William, since you're on the line now, why don't we go ahead and, you know, let you go ahead and prepare your closing statement because we have about 13 minutes left. So
okay.
Go ahead and prepare your closing statement, and then we'll get Sister Lachelle. And then I'll do it, and then we'll close out with the final musical selection from the choir.
So I just, number one, I want to thank Allah who appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad for giving to us a savior, a redeemer, a reformer, a man who we would know as the risen Christ and the Messiah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and for both of them for leaving us comforted and not comfortless. In their great representative, the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I really just appreciate the teaching that I have received over the years from their teaching and from you and from the fall of America, our Savior has arrived, Mr. the Black Man, Holy Quran and Bible, and all of the lectures that we have heard from Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is imperative that we prepare ourselves for a time of want and for a time of need and for a time of disaster. We have the ability to come into your city. We have the ability to have our this training over the airwaves, over the internet. We have the ability to do these type of trainings over the Facebook and however else, but it means absolutely nothing if you don't take this teaching and do something with it. So I'm encouraging all of us to not just hear it, because we talk about being hearers of the word, but now it's time to be doers of the word. Faith without works is dead. So I'm encouraging everyone, get yourself a vehicle kit. Get yourself a go bag. Get yourself a shut-in kit list, like we've been instructed since the early 30s on what to do. Now is the time to make sure that we have all of those things in place. I love us all. I love my black family, but specifically I love the members of the Nation of Islam under the divine leadership of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the teaching of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Good night, and I pass the mic.
I thought he was going to pull a Walter Cronkite on us. Good
Me
night
too.
And good luck. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brother
you don't
William.
Need it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother William, for your insight, your information, your spirit, and your willingness to give of your precious time. Because, again, this is a family man. This is a man with a family. He could have very well been spending his time with his lovely wife and his boys. but he gave of this time to try and help the family to avert a disaster. And so that's something that we can never thank him enough for, as well as the same thing with Sister Michelle, as well as our engineer, as well as all of those who it takes behind the scenes to bring this presentation to you every week. They never get the thanks and the credit that they so deserve because of their sacrifice. So I'm taking this time to thank everybody that's involved with a production every week, from the people that do that I call on to do the research, again, to the technical people who are responsible for working the board and making the phone calls, to the people who are the IT people who, when there's a problem, we go to and expect them to do magic right away. So to all of them, we want to thank you for your support.
Did Brother Kareem say if he had the other song, there was supposed to be one more song? Does he have it?
No, he has it, and that's why I said we're going to close out with our closing remarks now, and that song will take us out.
Praise be to Allah. Well, my closing remark would be, please go to the Care Unit Detroit.weebly.com website and have the team come to your city so that we can teach you and your family how to be prepared. And that's all I have to say, Brother Rudolph.
Wow. Okay. So with that being said, then I will close out with this. Again, family, we again thank you, the listening audience, that tunes in every week or whenever you tune in, because, again, this is time that you did not have to listen to what we had to say. We're humbled that you feel that something that we say is worth your time and your listening to. And we pray that something that we said is of value to you and to your family and will help you get one step closer to the eventual goal of being prepared. Just remember this, every week, not one week should go by that you don't do something in the way of preparedness for yourself and your family. Go on the Care Unit Care Unit Detroit Weebly site. We have posted on our Care Unit Detroit 911 site, we have on it posted the vehicle list, the shut-in list, the go-bag list. Feel free to take them. I know you already have. You downloaded it, and, you know, just don't try and cut and paste and present it as being yours. Leave the head and then the footer on it that's on it so that the people know that this is coming from Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Don't try and steal from him, because Scripture says, will a man rob God? Oh, boy. We're not even going to go into that. That's a whole other sermon for another day. So render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and render unto God what belongs to God, and you may be successful in your endeavors. Okay. And so with that, again, to the team, we certainly appreciate Brother filling in for the Queen tonight. We just want the Queen to know we always appreciate the time that she allows us in her queendom.
That's right.
And her making available to us all of the resources of her queendom for our disposal at any given time. And
that's
that
right.
is the sign of true love. true affection and true friendship that even if you are not present, your word is your bond, and that those that know you, love you, and work with you will carry out your instructions just as if you were there. And so, again, to the technical support team and Brother Engineer, I personally thank you for all of your support in helping with this broadcast tonight. And to my co-hosts, I thank both of you for putting up with my idiosyncrasies. And so, let's just say stuff, Family Radio. Yeah.
We're hoping for a more personal thank you and apology later.
Yes, ma'am. And we're going to close out with another selection, musical selection. Don't get so caught up in the song. Listen to the words in the song, because there's deep meaning in the words of the song. When silence, okay, when silence that is not the answer, the closest thing to the answer is music. Because music transcends culture, transcends ideology, transcends language, and resonates in one of the deepest, most purest spot in our heart and our mind. It resonates to our spirit.
That's right.
So, brother, thank you again, and take us home with this A selection from the choir.
Before we do the selection, I need to run down the lineup for the rest of the week.
Oh, yes, sir. That lineup
would be tomorrow. Join us at 7 p.m. for DJ Black Caesar, his hip-hop comedy show. On Thursday, join us for Nation Building Presents with Queen Aziza and Student Minister Stanley Muhammad and his wife Ruth, where they will do part two of Surviving the Trials of Marriage. On Friday, Student Minister James Muhammad brings our live study group, Put On the New Man. He and Student Minister Demetric Muhammad will be having a great discussion. On Saturday, Queen Aziza will be back with Young, Gifted, and Black. On Sunday, Brother Jameel Muhammad with The Time and What Must Be Done. Monday, 8 p.m., Conscious Black Nation, right here with me, Kareem the Communicator. Our topic is, we are forbidden to eat the hog or any of its byproducts, and we're not talking about bacon.
And then next Tuesday,
we'll be right back here with Brother Rudolph and Sister Lachelle and Disaster Preparedness. As Queen Aziza always says, we want to thank you all for being here. One family, one love. And we're going to close out now with this selection from the choir.
On the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our sight. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. all things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from me? Can't you stand it?